word, Tony.
Count.
Right in. Watch it. Count the hour. Take two.
The hours, my dear, my love is coming near and near. Tell me you love me, say that you care. There are loves that'll break and apart, but there are loves that'll have a new start. Tell me you love me, say that you care.
Tough Tony, as Tom used to say, Little Anthony, and the DuPonts on the Royal Roost label, but unreleased, recorded in early 1957, the group from Brooklyn, New York, Little Anthony singing the lead, Chris Delk, the baritone, Doc Docherty, the tenor, and Ricky Bracey was the bass, kicking off part two of Time Capsule Discoveries. The Time Capsule Discoveries continues the theme that we started on the Time Capsule show on Harmony Haven in 2007. I'm playing songs that I believe were not played on the original Time Capsule show in the 60s or the 70s. I could be wrong on some. My record keeping is good, but it's not perfect. And when I went to Iowa, I sometimes didn't get access to all of the playlists that Tom had, or if Tom had a guest collector up. There was no playlist, and for that reason, it's possible some of these were played. Also, these are songs that I really like. So the Time Capsule Discovery program is Joe Marchesani's tastes in rhythm and blues, rock and roll, gospel, and pop blues. And that's the same thing that I did in programming the Time Capsule show for all those years, and the comeback that I did in the last decade. So it's been successful, and I'm going to kind of keep it up. Here's a spotlight on the Moonglows. And these excellent records were recorded in the 1950s at the same sessions that produced, most of all, Sincerely, a host of others, but were not released until years later. The first one of the two, No One, was recorded in March of 1955 but not released, and then Thrill Me in October of 55 but also not released. It's possible that Tom might have played these. In the back of my mind, I'm thinking so, but I'm not positive. We also have another one called Doubtful that came in this same grouping of unreleased Chess masters that may have been played on the show. But, regardless, wonderful, Moonglow's Blow Harmony. Bobby Lester is the lead. Harvey Fuqua is the baritone. Prentice Barnes, the bass. Alexander Graves is the tenor, and the guitarist is Billy Johnson. Here's a spotlight on the Moonglows with No One, and then Thrill Me.
Departed, and no one can take your place in my heart. No one, no one, my darling, but you. No one,
no one
has given me peace and thrill.
So blue.
original Moon Glows, recorded in 1955, not released by Chess until much later. Not sure what was wrong with those. You may have heard those before on some of the excellent other programs that are around, but I wanted just to tell you how much I enjoy the Moon Glows. Virtually all their body of material is excellent, and those unreleased songs were gems. No One, followed by Thrill Me, Bobby Lester, Harvey Fuqua, Brentis Barnes, Alexander Graves, and Billy Johnson. This show probably wouldn't exist without Bill Price of Pennsylvania, who supplies the majority of songs for me and has for all the years that I've been on internet after 2007 when I came back. To a lesser extent, Steve Poggio from Florida has supplied also many songs, and other people have, and I'd like to thank them all and also say hi to some people. I seem to have gotten away from the mail. Tom Shaughnessy, hello, Tom. Bob McGinnis from Northern Ohio always has suggestions of things to play on the program. Of course, to Jim and Nikki, thank you for sponsoring the Time Capsule show throughout the last decade and into 2011. Hi to Frank Bisaccio, who supplied the original early 1963 shows. And also hi to another DJ, does an excellent job, Lou Rollo, the Big Beat Show. And Lou is always in touch, supplying information about what's happening with the groups nowadays, as is Charlie Horner. Sadly, most of the information is people passing on, but we salute them here on the program, and even if they're gone, their memories and their work lives on in programs like this. One thing about the old groups, they were extremely talented, and they took that talent into the 80s and 90s. I'm going to go to the 80s now, because the voice of Willie Winfield was as good in the 60s and 70s as it was in the 50s, and as good in the 80s as it was previously, and the 90s, and he's still doing things in this century. This is an album on the Ambient Sound label provided by Bill Price, and it features Willie, Lo Murray, formerly of the Phytones, Linda Champion, Waldo's wife, and Raul Sita, of course, doing the arranging. This is from the 80s, but I think you'll really like it. Willie Winfield and an 80s version of the Harptones. It's called My One and Only Love.
Desire, every kiss you give sets me my soul so on fire. I give myself in sweet surrender. My one and only love.
Wow. That voice, one of the best voices in the history of rhythm and blues and rock and roll, and he maintained it for decades afterwards. Willie Winfield and an 80s version of the Harptones, My One and Only Love, on an ambient sound recording. Like to say hi to Mike Bauer from the original Times Square Records. Back in the 1960s, I've stayed in touch with Mike throughout these years. Another New Yorker, Dave Hinckley, and Dave writes about the pop music scene for the Daily News. Roger Casserole, and back to Arizona again from the Bronx, but now in Arizona, Suzanne Slocum, and she is a listener to the program. We're going to do some pop blues now, and just like gospel, it's really hard to pick stuff out because there's so much of it. And people like Gino Alfano and Greg of Inkspots fame and Marv Goldberg and many others have given me ideas for pop blues. And I know when I pick some out, there is another 100 or 200 that I probably should have played. But I've picked these two out now for your enjoyment, hopefully. First, Joe Van Lone and his quartet. And this is recorded in 1949, but not released until 1954. And it's called Trust in Me on the Carver label. And then after that, provided by Galen Gart, another one of those who enjoys pop blues, among other forms, it's Sue Allen and the Oscar Black Quartet. And this is a groove recording from 1955. It's called Don't Leave Me to Cry, and it's got a little more jazz in it than you would expect for pop blues. So here's a salute to pop blues, Joe Van Lone and his quartet, Trust in Me. Sue Allen, singing lead with Don't Leave Me to Cry.
Only you trust in me, oh,
nice, a little jazz, a little blues, a little rhythm and blues. Put it all together nicely. Sue Allen leading the Oscar Black Quartet on Groove, 1955. Sounds earlier, provided by Galen Gart. Thank you, Galen. And that was Don't Leave Me to Cry. And before that, Joe Van Lone, who took over from Maith Marshall for the Ravens in their later years and did things with other groups and on his own. And that was on the Carver label from 1954, but recorded in the late 40s, and it was called Trust in Me, Joe Van Lone and his quartet. We go now to more a cappella, and we start with a group from the Bushwick section of Brooklyn, The Encounters. And I've been in touch with Roy Hutchins, Hutch, who's been listening to the 21st century Time Capsule shows and now Time Capsule Discoveries. And if they got together in Brooklyn in 1963, they could very well have been Time Capsule listeners, probably were. They have an excellent series of CDs, and I've decided to take one, and they do it as well as the Fascinators did it. This is an a cappella version of O Rosemarie. And I believe the Encounters are still around. I know I looked at their website. Charlie has gone to California, but the guys look like they're still together. And then the Five Jades. Now, Billy Shabilsky was the producer of the Five Jades, and Billy, of course, is a really great friend. I had to come in to New York in August for a medical emergency, a family emergency, and Billy and I got together face-to-face. And then I came in again over Christmas, and we had scheduled another face-to-face meeting, but the snow that day put it off. We had a great conversation on the phone, and we still contact each other by email and are still good friends. And it was great to see him in August. And Bill was behind the Five Jades, and these songs were often recorded at the WFUV studios at 2 in the morning after the station went off the air. Most of them are out. They're excellent. But here's one that didn't get released. It's a practice tape. And since this is the 50th anniversary of the Time Capsule show, which started in March of 1963, and this should be the spring of 2013, we are going to salute the Time Capsule show here on Time Capsule Discoveries by also playing, in addition to The Encounters, an unreleased Five Jades a cappella tune. So here are The Encounters with O Rosemarie up-tempo, and then the Five Jades with Kneel and Pray.
O Rosemarie, please won't you try to give your love to me. Don't pass me by.
Rosemarie, Rosemarie, Rosemarie. I'll say a prayer that the Lord will guard our day. May the love we have grow stronger. They're the things I kneel to say. I believe that we were sent to care and were meant to fall in love and share our happiness together with each blessing from above. We have to face reality.
This is not a dream.
This is not a dream.
The love we shared was meant to be.
The love we shared was meant to be. My prayers will all come from my heart, and the words will all be true. Only God above knows how I feel when I say that I love.
Encounters from Brooklyn, and it's a song originally done by the Fascinators, but they do a great a cappella job, Oh Rosemary. And then the Five Jades, unreleased song done by the Ravens on the Argo label, Kneel and Pray, here on Time Capsule Discoveries. Thank you again to Tony for hosting this on his wonderful website, and hope that I'm in a position to do this at least once a year. Not retired yet. Still working two jobs at the University of Northern Iowa in Cedar Falls, Iowa. Be 70 this year. My life revolves around family and work and always listening to songs that listeners send and putting aside songs for shows like this. And I have enough to do two more shows. But I have to listen to them again because I'm kind of critical about this, and I try to only play the best of the best, in my humble opinion. Hi to Night Train Jim Bacay, who has his Philly area show and does an excellent job. And also hi to Steve Poggio of Florida, who has provided songs for this show. And a special hello to Bill Price, former Penn Stater, who has provided many of the songs for this program. I often mention Marv Goldberg as a gold mine of research and information about the grooves, but I do still use Ferdy Gonzalez's Discophile and Mitch Rosalski's book, and there's lots of good information out there on the internet, including some things at universities that you would not expect. We recently got 50,000 hits on the Time Capsule website over on Harmony Haven, the harmonytrain.com sub-site. And it's kind of appropriate since this is the 50th anniversary of the Time Capsule show. I don't give my name very often because it's about the music, not really about me, but I'm Joe Marchesani, one of the two original hosts of the Time Capsule show from the 60s and 70s. I'm your host here on Time Capsule Discoveries, and if you look at the bottom of the page where you got to this program, there'll be a place you can email me, and I'd like your opinion about the songs we play, suggestions for songs for the future. There are many fine programs, as you know. I'm sure I've forgotten some. Steve Percy still does his Time Machine show, and there are others that I probably don't know about, and others that I've just forgotten, and I apologize. Like to say hello to Michael Sweeney. Now, I don't really know Michael. I don't think I know him, but he does some great research about the old groups, and he's another person to consult when you're looking for information. For some reason, the voice of Ray Pollard has always been something that enchants me, and he didn't make very many songs with the old rhythm and blues styling, made a few on Savoy, a few on Decca, and then they became more of a pop rock and roll group. But Wrong Party Again on Decca is by the Singing Wanderers is one of my favorite songs. And we're going to go now and we're going to find a song from the Savoy archives that was not released by the Wanderers. Ray Pollard is the lead, Frank Joyner the second tenor, Robert Yarborough is the baritone, and Shepard Grant is the bass. This was recorded in 1953, but never released. It's called Don't Do Nothing I Wouldn't Do. Got kind of an unusual middle bridge, but the main thing about this, it's the wonderful voice of Ray Pollard. The Wanderers, on Savoy, unreleased, with Don't Do Nothing I Wouldn't Do. Pollard leading the Wanderers from 1953, not released by Savoy at that time, and it's called Don't Do Nothing I Wouldn't Do. Here's a battle of the groups. How could it be that we have not done every battle possible? Well, there's a couple we haven't done, and these songs were provided to us by Steve Poggio of Florida right now. We're battling the five keys and the dominoes with Do Something For Me. Now, this is a battle of two super heavyweight groups. First of all, we'll hear the dominoes with the original version. This is from November of 1950. Their first recording was on Federal. Clyde McFadden sang the lead, Charlie White was the tenor, William Lamont the baritone, Bill Brown the bass. They had a gospel background. They came in and they were taken by Federal and became a rhythm and blues group. Then probably 10 or so more years later, King Federal, I guess Nathan, decided to have the Five Keys, who were recording for King at the time, recreate a number of songs that the Dominoes had done on Federal in the early 1950s. And one of them was Do Something for Me. So it's difficult for a group 10, 11 years later to come and recreate the spirit of an original, but the Five Keys do an excellent job. Thomas Treat is now the lead, as Rudy West is gone. Dickie Smith came back to the group at this time, which is probably 1961. Marilyn Pierce never left. Ripley Ingram and Bernie West round out the 1961 King version of the Five Keys, and they're going to battle the 1950 version of the Dominoes. The Dominoes first, then the Keys, with Do Something for Me, a super battle.
No greater need, and it is true, than the need I have for you. So baby, can't you see, you must do something for me.
Something for me.
I'll never sleep a wink tonight, unless you come over and treat me right. I'll be in misery till you do something.
Come over and treat me right. something like dimming the light, and holding me tight till I hear my poor heart pound. Something like squeezing me and teasing me till my love comes tumbling down.
Battle of the Groups 2013 version, Five Keys on King 1961, Thomas Treat doing the lead, sounded like Dickie Smith on the bridge, and before that the original first record by the Dominoes on Federal, and that was Do Something for Me. It's really hard to tackle a classic. I think the Keys did an admirable job, but not sure they could match the Dominoes in terms of the soul and the emotion, and 11 years later, rock and roll was more the thing than rhythm and blues. Another special feature now of this celebration of the 50th anniversary of the Time Capsule show, we're going to hear a segment of the very last record ever played on the TCS, which was September Song by the Ravens on National, and then the final talking that Tom and I did. There's something wrong with this tape. It's an old reel-to-reel tape. The chemistry is kind of messed up, and there's a little squealing. I apologize for that. Tried to fix it, was not able to. So I hope you'll enjoy the very last moments of the original Time Capsule show.
The Ravens with September Song here on the Time Capsule show, and I'm just watching my back timing here so we go out at the right time, play our closing theme song, which was Midnight Wail by Jimmy Binkley, just one more time in the back. It was actually only about half of the Midnight Wail. We didn't play the whole record, you recall, because that was a good point to bring it in. Remember that?
Right.
How we went nuts trying to...
September Song, January 54. Maybe it should have been Swan Song.
Perhaps. In any event, that is it for the Time Capsule show. We would like to thank all of you who have given us your support and listenership over the years. We would like to remind you that this music will continue. In the interim, Richie Adcock will be filling in the time from 3 until 6 on Saturday. What Eddie Anthony, the program director, and the powers that be decide to do with the time, eventually that remains to be seen. But we leave that to their programming expertise. Once again, this is not a station decision. It is something that Joe and I decided. It was something that had to be after almost 15 years. It just had to come to an end. It was a long, long run, the second longest running program in the history of this radio station, to our knowledge. And we just had an awful lot of fun, and we will miss you.
Certainly will. And Tom, this won't be the end of our friendship.
No way,
man.
Stay in
touch. But it's been a great 15 years. I'll never forget the weekly programs as long as I live.
Neither will I. It's been a great part of our lives. And
the listeners have been great, too. I can just think of lists and lists of names. They flash in front of my mind right now. The wonderful people we've met.
Yes, indeed. The thought occurs to me, who is doing the news here? Because I don't know who's engineering the news here. Oh, they're going to take it inside. Okay. So... what can we say for one last time? Thank you very much for listening. This is Tom Luciani.
And with the end of an era, this is Joe Marchesani saying goodbye for the last time
on the air.
Show.
And we'll see you perhaps further on down the log somewhere. Who knows? Good night. Thank you.
God.
Say that again, Joe.
Good night, and God bless you all.
You too.
Okay, a sad moment in the history of the music, I think, but people stepped right in right after that, and WFUV had programs dedicated to the music immediately, including the rhythm and blues group Harmony Review with George Tompkins, my very good friend, and I still stay in touch with George. We talk every time I come to New York, and we email back and forth. Dan Romanello and Billy Shabilsky, Neil Hirsch, and many others. And then after that, the internet picked up with some wonderful shows that still exist today. And I always say that what I do once a year is minuscule compared to what the gyms and others do on a weekly basis. We're going to conclude the 2013 version of Time Capsule Discoveries with, amazingly, another unreleased Orioles song that is wonderful. I don't know where these got hidden and why they got hidden, but we have done this like three or four times since I came back on the air. And here's one I didn't know about until the last year. It's called My Loved One, unreleased from Jubilee, recorded in late 1951. Sonny Tills, the lead, Alexander Sharp, the first tenor, George Nelson, the baritone, Johnny Reed, the bass, and also played the bass, Ralph Williams, the guitarist, Charlie Harris, the pianist, and they sang as needed. We conclude the 50th anniversary celebration of the Time Capsule show here on Time Capsule Discoveries with the Orioles, unreleased on Jubilee. A great song, as most of theirs are. My Loved One.
Sunshine throughout each day. I'll always love you in every way. Without you, darling, I'm lost. My loved one, you are my out each night. When you're not near, I can't see the light. Please give your love all to me. For I need your tender kisses. Need them now more than ever. I will always want you. I will always need you. I'll always love you forever, my beloved one. You're like a flower blooms in spring, fragrant and fresh. You're my everything. I need you, just you alone.
That, my friends, is like going back 50 years. That would have been the way we would have ended a Time Capsule show back in the 60s. We were great Orioles fans. We interviewed Sonny Till, and why do they keep those in the can? That probably should have been out along with the others we've played, Sonny Till and the Orioles, recorded in November of 1951, but not released until probably the 90s or this century. I always feel when I get to be a certain age, my memory starts going a little bit, and for a while there I couldn't think of UGHA. I certainly could think of Ronnie Italiano, who did so much for the music, and I'm always afraid that I've forgotten to say hi to people, and I'm sure I did. And the name Sal Mandrone pops up just now. But I know there are others. I apologize if I didn't mention you and you've been in touch with me. I apologize again and hope that next year you will be mentioned on the program. I will try my best. On behalf of Tom Luciani, who says hi to all of you, I'm appreciative of your supporting the music all these years. Here on Time Capsule Discoveries, we did do a salute to the Time Capsule show. If the show had continued, it would have had its 50th anniversary in March of 2013. A lot of people wrote in and reminded me of that. Good thing, because I'd forgotten. And that's why we included some special things on this program. I'd like to once again thank Bill Price for providing so many wonderful songs for this one. Steve Poggio, my good friend Bill Shabilsky. Hi to Tom also. Hope he enjoys this celebration. And I intend to come back in 2014, God willing, and do another one. So I will leave the studio now. Tony will upload this, and I'll start looking for more songs and putting them in order and trying to come up with the best of the best so that we can get together again in a year and enjoy the music as we did back in the 60s and 70s. In the words of Alan Freed, good afternoon, and God bless you.